The Canadian Globe and Mail reports that the United States has warned former Rwandan military officer Robert Higiro that his life is in danger because of evidence he gave to the Globe and Mail, to the BBC, and to a U.S. congressional subcommittee about the Rwandan government's alleged effort to assassinate dissidents who have fled abroad. Higiro provided audio recordings and other evidence of the Rwandan government's involvement in attacks and planned attacks on exiled Rwandan dissidents abroad. KPFA's Ann Garrison has the story.
The U.S. State Department has advised former Rwandan military officer Robert Higiro to leave Belgium for his own safety. This was confirmed by New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith, a senior member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the chairman of a congressional subcommittee that has been investigating allegations about Rwandan assassins abroad. Higiro's current location is being kept secret. This is a portion of Higiro's testimony to the U.S. House Subcommittee on Africa, Global Health, and Global Human Rights at a hearing to discuss the need to change U.S. policy toward Rwanda.
Somebody sent by the Director of Military Intelligence, Munyuza, to tell me that they have a job for me. He calls me directly and tells me that they have sat down and decided to give me a job. And the job was to go to South Africa and eliminate former Chief of Staff, General Kayumba Nyamwasa, and former National Security and Intelligence Chief, Colonel Patrick Karegeya. And there's a question you asked, I should state that and record that. Is Kagame involved? To where? When Munyuza, Director of Military Intelligence, is giving me a mission, he's only quoting the President. Now, I was desperate and I needed time to think about it because I know that whether you do the job or not, you're going to die anyway. So I called Colonel Patrick, gave him the story, and we agreed that I go to South Africa. I went to South Africa. We discussed between me and General Nyamwasa and Colonel Patrick how to go about it. So we agreed that I should gather as much evidence as possible by recording each and every conversation of instructions of this assassination plan, which could be used like we're using it today. So I recorded these conversations for over 7 months. And eventually I told Munyuza, of course, that I could do the job. And he said he would offer up to $1 million USA dollars for the job. We went on and on, modalities, the weapons to be used, what he wants me to do, how to do it, and then eventually couldn't send in the money because we were waiting for the money to come in, which should add on this evidence. But they started, the boss was saying, he tells me, the boss is saying, we should wait, why can't you eliminate them first before you are paid? And I knew something is wrong, and then I had to free South Africa. I went to Uganda, across to Nairobi, and eventually found myself in Belgium, where I live today as a dissident, like others. In Rwanda, like others, I'm a wanted man. Abroad, I'm on the hit list.
And that was former Rwandan military officer Robert Higiro speaking at a U.S. House subcommittee hearing in May earlier this year. Higiro is now in hiding at an undisclosed location on the advice of the U.S. State Department. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.